The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
There you go. And get on with it, we will. Here we go. Checking in at
number five.
All right, so there was a bombshell today. It was the first day of public testimony in the impeachment inquiry up on Capitol Hill in the House of Representatives. First time ever we learned today that there has ever been public testimony in an impeachment inquiry in the House of Representatives. Because of the three attempted impeachment proceedings, one attempted and then two impeachments and then no convictions. I make that perfectly clear. You have Nixon never got there. But with Johnson in the 1860s and then, you know, 100 and something, 130 years later with Bill Clinton, it was all done behind closed doors. In private, all of the testimony was. And then they took that information to trial. So anyway, so this is the first one. So there was a bombshell in it in which the ambassador here to the Ukraine, Bill Taylor, said that he was now aware of a phone conversation that the president had with Ambassador Sondland that was overheard by other State Department employees the night after the phone call with the Ukrainian president in July. All right. So that's new information that there might have been, and that the president was asking about it, how the Ukrainian president was taking his request for an investigation. Here is what Bill Taylor said.
Ambassador Sondland called President Trump and told him of his meetings in Kyiv. The member of my staff could hear President Trump on the phone asking Ambassador Sondland about the investigations. Ambassador Sondland told President Trump the Ukrainians were ready to move forward. Following the call with President Trump, the member of my staff asked Ambassador Sondland what President Trump thought about Ukraine. Ambassador Sondland responded that President Trump cares more about the investigations of Biden, which Giuliani was pressing for. At the time I gave my deposition on October 22nd, I was not aware of this information.
So he just added to that.
He was adding to this. That was sort of the bombshell that was revealed. And I think the president's response, are we going to get to that?
Yes, we've got that right here. Mm-hmm. The president was then asked by the Fox News Channel about this at a press availability when he was taking questions with the president of Turkey, who was in town.
Is that correct? And can you fill in some more?
I know nothing about that. First time I've heard it. The one thing I've seen that Sondland said was that he did speak to me for a brief moment, and I said no quid pro quo under any circumstances, and that's true. The other, I've never heard this. In any event, it's more secondhand information, but I've never heard it.
Do you recall having a conversation with someone?
I don't recall. No, not at all. Not even a little bit. The only thing, and I guess Sondland had stayed with his testimony, that there was no quid pro quo, pure and simple.
Okay. So the president is saying he knows nothing about this thing, this call or anything like that that was stated. It was between Ambassador Sondland and the president. There was an aide to this ambassador who overheard part of the call and then was kind of, it was surmised for him later afterwards. And then Republicans are saying, well, this is like three different generations. We want to get closer.
This person's going to be brought up on Capitol Hill.
I think the staffer will get closer.
All right, here is Lauren Lapka. She's got the traffic and the weather. All right, let's continue on with the top five at five. We're all the way up to
number four.
That's not very far, is it? I don't think so. Okay, so the ride-hailing services are going to get more expensive, especially if you want to go into downtown Chicago. Uber and Lyft are not happy about it either. Mayor Lightfoot plans to take the flat rate of 72 cents a trip and increase it to $1.25 for single rides downtown. The mayor believes the proposed tax hike would not only help reduce traffic in the downtown area, but also lower the city's $838 million shortfall. Remember, we got that?
We do.
They think
that's a problem.
This is going to raise an additional $40 million, but Uber, not happy about this.
A number of ministers who have met with us and said, Uber promised us $54 million, it basically, if you back off. And I'm happy to provide names. They offered up black ministers $54 million, a one-time deal, if they would convince the mayor to do away with any other kind of regulation. And as we walked these ministers through the realities of what's actually at stake here, I think they realized that, frankly, they'd been hoodwinked.
I think Uber's being a little fast and loose with some of the facts here, because if you do the pool version, you will pay less of a tax. There's a 7-cent discount for you if you choose pool.
But you got to sit with somebody else.
Yeah. So that's the price. I mean, I do that. I don't think that's a hardship. I think that's fine. Well, then you have to pay the fancy tax.
Are there creepy people when you get in the car?
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah,
that
never
does happen. Sometimes you're surprised and they have 7 bags that no one really fits in the back seat anymore.
Yeah, well, and sometimes you don't end up getting in the car with anybody. But again, you're also running the risk that now your trip is going to take longer.
Yeah,
that's true. People, if you're going, especially if you're going farther, like downtown to Andersonville or something, they could make several stops.
Right.
Like a Kia Sonata, which is your standard Uber car, right? It's almost always a Kia Sonata when it pulls up. How many people can they fit in that thing?
I've been in with 2 others. I've never been with more than that.
Oh, I don't like the idea.
See, the car is there. You're right next to the person. It's not like a bus where you...
I don't want to do that.
So what? Bus, you're right next to somebody. CTA. Have you ridden the L? Have you been on the L?
Oh, yeah. But
sitting next to people, it's pretty close sometimes.
Yeah, but it's $2. Rush hour. I know what I'm doing there. I know what I've got. I know what I've invested in. Plus, it's a great sociological moment for me. I like sitting back there and just watching everybody. And everybody is in panic or fear. There's only 2 emotions when you're on an L car.
But trying not to look like it.
Right, you're trying to be cool.
No, I'm fine.
Everybody's trying to be cool.
There's some weird stuff going down, but I'm okay with it. There's a drug deal on the L. There's something else.
There's a guy walking through.
Right. He's asking for money.
I'm going to sing you a song!
It's no big deal. Just keep looking forward. Getting to my destination.
I've had everything happen to me on the train that can possibly happen to me.
I have too.
And it's fun. It's fun, but I know what it is, right? It's a couple of bucks, and I know what I'm going to get. Like, for Uber, I'm going to pay $7 or $10 or whatever it is at a rideshare, and then all of a sudden I'm going to have the guy getting into the Uber and going, hey, let me sing you a song! I don't need that.
But you get that when you're on the L, so what's sitting with someone who's minding
their own
business?
Yeah, but 3 times as much. I don't need it.
The point is that Lori Lightfoot, the mayor, is trying to say, Uber's sort of playing with the facts
a little bit on this one,
and look at what they're doing, how far they're going to try to alter the narrative on this.
Here's what I really like about it. She's calling it out.
Yeah,
and, you know,
love that.
There have been some ministers on the take in this town for years and years and years and years and years and years and years. And she is uniquely qualified to call it out. If Rahm tried to call it out, all hell would have broken loose. But if she can get up there and go, hey, wait a second, I know what's going on here.
Well, they might have believed it when Uber came to them and said, this is unfair to the populations that you serve. And then she came to them with the facts that, no, take a look at what we're doing. It's really not the case.
All right. So, checking in at
number 3.
So, NFL clubs were informed yesterday that the Colin Kaepernick private workout is going to be held on Saturday, right?
Yep.
And at least one of Colin's former teammates and friend, Eric Reed, expressed doubt over whether the NFL's intentions are really for good.
It feels like the same play from the NFL. It feels disingenuous. They told Colin that he has the opportunity and that the league will send representatives from his team, but it's a Saturday before a game. The teams are traveling on Saturdays. What head coach or GM is going to be able to make this trip? But as far as I know, Colin's going to be there, and he's going to perform because I know he's right.
And if you put it on ESPN or NFL Network or something,
I'd watch it.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
He does make a good point. It's Saturday before a game. That's the question I keep asking. Why now, out of nowhere, in week 12, are you hosting a workout on a Saturday before a full slot of games? I don't know.
NFL says not a PR stunt, and they believe that many teams are actually scouting him.
Well, sure. The Dolphins, so watch, Lions, Falcons, Bucks, Broncos, Redskins have all said they'll have a rep there.
Okay, who said?
Dolphins.
Yeah.
Lions.
Okay, they could, yes.
Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Why wouldn't they be there?
Buccaneers.
Yeah, because Matt Ryan's out, right? Is Matt Ryan hurt too? Down in Atlanta?
I don't know if anybody's going to sign him right now as a fix for the rest of the year, but it gives him a first look. Broncos for sure, and Redskins. Matt Nagy today, as Alex Hall wouldn't say if he was. He's like, I'm not sure. I don't know if he will. But every single team in the NFL would be dumb not to have at least one person there.
Well, I mean, I don't think New England's going to send anybody there.
Wouldn't you have someone just out of the curiosity factor?
Oh, okay. Are you not?
Do you just know how large this team staffs are? You can't find one guy to go?
You think Robert Kraft is going to send a guy down there? He's going to have to ask Ming Fu Hulu if it's a good idea. his masseuse.
He'll have a spy there. That's how he handles everything.
Exactly. Right. He'll be guy videotaping it.
Right.
It'll actually
just
be,
to see if anyone else, and he'll swoop in if someone else wants to take him.
Ming Fu Hulu's nephew from Beijing just got into the country. He's got a little secret spy cam, and he's going to be there.
The glasses with like a camera in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ones you can totally tell.
Mm-hmm.
Video will be made available to all teams.
Oh, good. Well. Hey, do you think this will be the moment? Do you think he'll get picked up by somebody?
I don't think it's going to happen that fast. I don't. It's already too late in the season. But I do think this is trending in the direction he'll be on a team by next year.
Well, most of the teams you just mentioned have lost their starters. Stafford's out at the Lions, right?
Dolphins are horrible.
The Washington, they got nothing but troubles, right? Yeah. They got the troubles. I think Matt Ryan is out at Atlanta.
Okay, I'll double check that.
Can you get back to me on this?
But he's totally able to be signed tomorrow, is what you said the other day, Cap. Is that's true?
Yeah,
if they they could.
Oh, yeah, he's a free agent. He can sign on the spot.
Sure. Yeah. Like, just like me and Kev, we could sign on the spot, too.
You guys should show
still
up.
Still wait for that call.
Let me show you what I got.
Yeah, we're going to put up our own workout. I'm going to just sit down here for a second. I got a beer. Hold on. Wait, I want an IPA. Kev, throw me an IPA. Oh, you see the arm on that kid? All right, here we go.
Number two.
Oh, this is a good one. City of Denver is going to have to pay a United Airlines pilot $300,000 to settle a wrongful arrest lawsuit from an incident at the Westin at Denver International Airport. I've stayed there. It's got this big, you know, the Denver International Airport.
I like that airport.
An airport in the middle of nowhere, right?
It's like a little city.
Pops up in its own place, and then the Westin's right in the middle of it, and you stand there. So this guy got arrested. There was a complaint by some looky-loo, said that they saw this guy in his hotel room naked, standing in the window, and potentially in the position of self-touching while he was in the window. Hmm. So cops go in, they got a body cam on, they arrest the guy, and they take him out.
Denver police, sir, open the door. Sir, we're coming in with or without your permission, so open the door. Put your hands where I can see them, back up out of this doorway. You got any weapons on you?
No, sir.
Pretty obvious.
Photographs of you standing in that window.
Sir, you're under arrest.
Okay, for what?
Indecent exposure?
Really?
Yes, sir.
It's in his hotel room.
What a bad look.
Wait,
I wasn't doing anything.
You're not allowed to be naked in your hotel room?
Well, the attorney, Craig Silverman, argued it is not a crime. Thank God for Craig Silverman. Silverman at Law. Better call Sylvie. It is not illegal to be naked in your hotel room. And he had no idea that people could see him when he was partially opening the curtains. Well, what's that? Right.
Right.
You're in a
hotel
room.
You're on the 10th floor. Who's looking up there?
Right. And I spend all my time naked in a hotel room. I stop at the door. I drop everything. And then I put plastic bags all over me because I don't want anything touching me.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously,
everybody?
You can't be naked in a hotel room. I mean, you know what hotel rooms are for. They're for two things.
But I didn't know you couldn't be naked. I mean, 10th floor?
Right.
Charges were dismissed.
They gave him $300,000. I like the cops in this. Like, they got El Chapo.
It's like, okay, we've identified the subject.
We have got him now.
Here's where I can see him.
Pierce has got a weapon in his right hand.
Right. Please, sir, open the door.
Oh, my
God. Sir, we're coming in with or without your permission, so open the door.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously,
you got a weapon on you? It's pretty clear he doesn't.
That would come into 911, and that would be sort of a low priority, I would think. I don't know. It's been called a weapon before, but you'd be the judge.
Oh, I see what they did there. All right,
could have said.
Finally.
Number one.
During the Kelly Clarkson show, her super cute kids, and I'm just reading this from the script. I don't know if I agree with
that. I'll be the judge of that.
Took over her show to interview one of her favorite characters, Aquaman's Kelly's daughter, River, who's 5, and son, Remy, 3, asked some burning questions of Jason Momoa, who, of course, plays Aquaman.
You have a question for him?
Yeah. Do you know a Little Mermaid?
Ariel? Yeah, Ariel's very sweet. She's very nice. She's also a redhead, so
yeah.
I'm going to teach you about redheads someday. They're very passionate. Very passionate people.
Okay. Where does Aquaman go to a bathroom?
Everywhere.
Super cute kids.
Like, that wasn't all staged with those kids.
Yeah, you kind of get that sense.
Yeah, because he was ready to answer the question.
Well, you don't think Jason Momoa can think on the spot?
No, I really don't. I've seen him interviewed. I got to be honest with you.
He was great as a Dothraki, though.
Right. I mean, he looks great.
Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't have to say much.
Right. He would grunt, and then he would speak some made-up language. Right.
No one understood.
Right. And how do you know if you got it right or you didn't get it right?
Very cute kids.
That's a bad conjugation. Grrr. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Is that Kelly Clarkson show taking off? Is that one of those things when they announced it, I'm like, oh, that is never going to work, and then it becomes a huge hit?
I think she should sing on the show every day. She's got a lovely voice.
She should have the pilot on to get the details out.
Yeah, that's
story
the
straight.
Kind of stuff we want to see.
Well, she does. She's got that gorgeous voice in that, the redo of mm-hmm. Baby It's Cold Outside.
Mm-hmm. With the sexiest man alive, mm-hmm. Mr. Chrissy Teigen.
It is the dumbest song of all times.
So dumb.
So stupid. All right. Okay. Anyway, well, there you have it. There you have it. I just want to say that finally, we're able to free ourselves in our hotel rooms. I didn't think that this was the Soviet Union. I really didn't. All right. Coming up on the program, important stuff. Michael Monaco is going to be here. We're going to talk a little bit about what the legal ramifications of what happened in Washington are today. And that's coming in your way right after the news.
The number one.
I don't know what just happened there, but...